KCBS News Time 520. We've been telling you all afternoon about the release of the Mueller report from the special counsel to the Attorney General. Let's get the latest now from CBS News.
CBS News special report. Attorney General William Barr is headed home after reading the freshly delivered Russian meddling probe report from special counsel Robert Mueller. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg.
The headline is no more indictments, and that's good for the president.
But what's in the report? CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
We've already seen that the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, indicted, guilty pleas. Michael Flynn, former national security advisor, guilty plea. Michael Cohen, the president's former personal attorney. So much has happened over the last 22, 24 months. But the missing piece there is what type of role, according to investigators, did the president play?
But George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley notes,
we don't know what this report says. For all we know, the summary could say we found crimes. But the expectation, judging from past filings, is that they didn't find a crime connected to collusion or direct collusion with the Russians. And we're going just solely on these speaking indictments filed by the special counsel.
CBS News legal contributor Keir Dougal.
It could have a range of findings. It could find wrongdoing by the president. It could find no wrongdoing by the president, or it could be murky.
A Justice Department official says the key findings of the report will be made public when it is delivered to Congress. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Key.
KCBS News Time 521, and we continue our coverage, Patty.
Yeah, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Leon Panetta, former director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense, also the founder and director of the Panetta Institute at Cal State Monterey in Seaside. Thank you so much for making time for us this evening.
Nice to be with you.
So this news broke a little bit more than 3 hours ago. I'm really interested in your perspective, what you have gathered from the conclusion of the report and the submission to William Barr.
Well, I think we all have to be cautioned to not speculate too much on what's in the report without seeing the final conclusions. I know Bob Mueller. I trust him a great deal to do a thorough job and to follow the law, and I will trust in his conclusions. But I think probably the best guidance comes from Winston Churchill, who said, this is not the end, it's not even the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
I think that's true. As we heard in that special report from CBS, well, either they'll find wrongdoing by the president or they won't, or it will be murky. Okay, we've narrowed it down to those three options. So from here, we await what's in this actual report, but there are other investigations ongoing. And as you say, it could be a while before this all resolves, if it does by the end of this first Trump term.
Well, I think that's right, because I don't think this report by any means is going to end the issues that are being looked at with regard to the president. We've got a number of committees in the Congress that are looking at all kinds of different aspects of what has happened with Trump and people in his campaign. We also have U.S. attorneys, I think, in New York and Virginia that are also conducting investigations into a number of issues as well. So what may happen here is that what is presented in the report could very well be the fuel of additional investigations as well. So I don't think there's any question this is by no means the end.
You've had so many different jobs in politics over such a long period of time. I'm really interested in what you think is going to be going on this weekend behind the scenes, either Democratic leadership, Republican leadership at the White House, like, or I guess Mar-a-Lago, which is where the president is right now. What's that going to be like?
Well, they're doing exactly what all of you are doing in the press, which is to try to get any tidbit as to what's contained in this report. And you can bet there are going to be a lot of phone calls that are going to crisscross. They will try to get from the Attorney General some sense of what's in there. I'm sure they will try to call others as well. There'll be an awful lot of rumors flying around as to what exactly is in it. People at the White House are going to be struggling to determine whether or not there is a part of this report that could be harmful to the president. or whether they can declare victory. So, they're going to be all over the place. And I guess my best guidance, having been through this in the past in various positions, is wait until you actually see what's contained in this report before making any conclusions.
All right. Thank you so much, Leon. Leon Panetta, longtime Monterey congressman. He was White House chief of staff, director of the CIA, secretary of defense, now runs the Panetta Institute at Cal State Monterey Bay.